Thank you so much, Rye. I'll take it from here. How are we doing this afternoon, Tyler?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I woke up today. I'm above dirt. It's another day in paradise.
Yeah.
And it's Friday. Can't go wrong with Friday. Excellent. Excellent. Well, my name is Aubrey. I am one of the directors here at Local Splash. And Ryan wanted me to come on the line with you, of course, to go over the program, the options available for your business here to really help take that to the next level. Now, I do want to go over some of the notes that you left me here just to make sure I do have the right information here. Now, in terms of your radius, 40 miles is like your maximum, or is that just your minimum?
That's just what I've done so far. I mean, it depends on the price that I can get. I live in Southern Mass, so like Boston is like probably at that 40 mile line for me. Like, I don't mind going up there if I can get the price that makes it worth it for travel and all that. So it's kind of like, I take it as it goes, you know. I get a job from, you know, Boston. All right, yeah, it depends. If it's like a plan change or something big, I'll do it. It's just a plug, I can't do it.
Gotcha. Okay. So as long as it makes sense, you go a little beyond that. Okay. Now in terms of your local listing here, right? The first thing I like to do is pull up your Google profile, right? Take a good look at it, see where maybe some improvements can be made, see where you're currently ranking. And so far, it's if I have the right Google profile here, Huber Electric.
No, it's my name, Tyler Dagwan, Huber Electrical Services.
Oh, okay. So it's the full name there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one was not you here. Give me one second. Okay. Have you created a Google profile before for your business?
Yeah, I should have one. I just made it a couple of days ago. I think it just got published yesterday, maybe, because it did come up.
Oh, okay. That would be why it's a little difficult to pull it up here. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what we want to do here, what we're talking about here is Google's first page placement, right? That's the local map section. So when you go on Google and you type in, let's say, electrical near me, just to make everything simple, you're going to see three sections of Google generally for any given area. The very first thing you see is going to be Google Guaranteed, right? So that's when you see people like Blanton's Electric, Air Pro Heating, right? These guys are utilizing the Google Guaranteed space. This is their pay-per-qualified lead program, right? Also known as Google Verified, as they'll be changing the name very soon. But this is the pay-per-qualified lead program, right? Very first thing people see. The list under that, you'll see sponsored above the business, right? You don't really see call now. You don't see, like, get message or anything like that. It just says sponsored. That's pay-per-click. That's Google Ads, right? Right underneath that is the local map section. You'll see a map on the right there with about three or four businesses on the left. That's Google's first page, right? That's their local map listings. So what we're doing here is getting you into that mix on the first page, but also maintaining your placement on that first page. The whole main goal here, the expertise where we specialize, right, our bread and butter, is maintenance of getting organic leads into new business, right? Getting that minimum 200% ROI and bringing in those, that book of business, right? So we do this by not just throwing your profile on Google, right? We include this in the top five directories. So Google, we do run your Facebook ad campaign. And that's not like making posts or pictures or like doing the stories. You'd still be responsible for that portion of things. We run your dedicated smart targeted ad campaign, right? We create the advanced listing for Yelp. We create your Bing local for people who don't use Google. They can still book business on Bing. And we create the Apple Maps section for you as well. We do the initial content creation for Bing, and then we get you exposure that covers mobile devices. When it comes to your keywords, an example, somebody typing in electrical near me, right? You'd be one of the first recommended companies popping up on that first page. So to kind of paint that picture for you, you'll be allowed to have multiple keywords. We allow you up to 20. As long as they're services you provide, right? We can't put painting in electrical just to get eyes on electrical, right? We want transparency here. But this is how companies are capitalizing on 90% of these keywords and these businesses. These are searches done daily. everybody needs electrical something done all the time, just like they need plumbing, just like they need moving, right? You're looking at over 4,000 searches just done in the last 30 days, whether that's an install, whether that's a repair, whether that's an entire outfit, right? Nobody can handle 4,000 calls, but I know you can capitalize on a percentage of those, right?
Sure, yeah.
Exactly. So we do that by targeting specific locations, right? You do have a radius, right, down to pulling out specific zip codes or counties you don't want your listing appearing in and towards your peak hours of business. Your Facebook advertising campaign, exactly how you run into it, right? You'll be talking about, you know, a new car that you saw or, you know, a new, you know, truck you want to get for the business, a tool set, and now you have, you know, Hewitt all over your your Facebook feed trying to sell you your tools. That's how we do your Facebook advertising campaign as well. But it's only for your area, right? So if somebody so much as talks about needing electrical, you're popping up on their Facebook feed, okay? Now, we do want you to be involved in your analytics, right? We don't want you just out there hoping and praying that, you know, these numbers are coming in. We want you to see those numbers also. So we do provide you with your local splash dashboard, right? This is where you're able to track all of your keywords, make any changes to those keywords, look into your competitors' keywords and how their analytics are working, but it also allows you to track and record new phone calls from your clients, right? Our larger businesses use that to train staff, right? Our smaller and medium business clients, they use that to train themselves or to keep their own personal ledger, right? But the main catch about your dashboard is that we block spam calls off of your local listing for you, right? Virtual assistants, voice over IP, people calling outside of your service area, right? We block these for you so you can focus on the calls that bring in that business and, of course, convert into a return on investment. Everything here is month to month, right? There's no nickels and dimes, no hidden fees, no taxes. It's all flat rate. You'd be set at just a flat rate of $299 a month, right? It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. So your only initial investment is $398, and then it's just $299 month to month. But here's the greatest thing about this listing. We don't work with competitors. By Google's rules, we can only work with one person per industry, per area. So once we lock down the electrical, once we do get an electrical professional into that position, we're closing off that category. So nobody else that does what you do is going to be able to take advantage of that first page listing so long as you're there. This is what creates that minimum 200% return on investment that we're known for here. It's also why we're the leading SEO company in the market right now, right? I mean, I'm sure this is something you are willing to secure.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in it. This is something that I was in the process of looking into myself. My only thing, which it's not your fault, is that I'm locked into Angie's currently for a year, which costs me the same thing that you're charging, more or less. Do you have a, like, conversion rate? Like, I know you said minimum $200, 200% back, but do you guys keep track of, like, you know, out of 10 phone calls, most of the people get 7 of those jobs or anything like that?
Gotcha. So those kind of analytics we do have available for Google Guaranteed, right? I'm sure you're familiar with Google Guaranteed or local service ads?
Yes.
Okay. So for Google Guaranteed, we have those analytics because that is their pay-per-qualified lead program. We have to know if it's qualified. We have to know, right? We have to keep track of that stuff for you, for your security, as well as, of course, for us. But for the Google Guaranteed, they show you all of that, right? Each and every analytic, when it comes to somebody calling you, it even pops up on your phone as an LSA lead, right? So you know it's coming from your Google Guaranteed listing. For more of the organic listing, right, we obviously can't read the minds of individuals, right, but we can track data. So in terms of conversion into jobs, in order for that kind of data to be given, the contractors themselves would have to constantly update us on, yeah, I got this guy, we did this job, we did that job, we got this done. That's the only way we'd be able to have a conversion rate percentage for you.
Right.
But in terms of that ROI, that's why we have the data for the ROI. 200% ROI, we can break that down into, you know, how many jobs would it take for you to meet that ROI. That's how we get that minimum percentage. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I am interested in this. I mean, $300 a month doesn't sound like a bad price to me. Do you have a guarantee, more or less guaranteed, like, return on investment? Do you have an average idea of maybe how many clicks you would get or I would get? Anything like that? Or is that the same situation?
In terms of clicks, I mean, we could analyze clicks for things like Google Ads, right? Because it's click-based. Let me actually go ahead and pull up the percentage data for that here really quickly. Give me one second. Okay. Okay, so the conversion rate in terms of percentage, right, that we have for the analytics is around 9%, right, which is actually quite high. It's a lot higher than I thought it was going to be. The last time I checked this data, it was around 6%, right, which is about 60% if you're thinking in terms of, like, you receive 1,000 calls, right, 600 of those convert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we're looking at in terms of right now. In 2025, we're looking at 9% at the moment in terms of local listing.
So for every 1,000 people that I show up on, 90 clicks?
Correct.
Is that
correct.
What you're saying? That's not bad. Yeah. I'm just, I'm very interested. This is probably something that I'm most likely going to end up going through with. I don't know if I can do it right this second because I'm in a little bit of like a financial hunk, if you could say. You guys sound like you're a cross between Thumbtack and Angie's, which is pretty interesting to me. Because I know Angie's is a flat rate, but they give you leads up to the amount that you're paying. And Thumbtack is kind of like pay per lead, but the lead is almost guaranteed as well.
Exactly. And the weird thing is, and I'm not sure if you've been informed of this as well, but things like Angie's, like directories like Angie, Thumbtack, House even, they buy their leads from Google, right? They obviously have to make their money some way, so they do have to put a little upcharge on that, and then they sell it back to, 10, 12, 13 contractors all in the same area. You're all going to receive the text that Billy Bob Jim want some work done. You're all going to pay for Billy Bob Jim's lead. Now you're standing in a line all trying to outbid each other at his house, right? We get rid of that entirely. Even with Google Guaranteed, there is no text message coming to you telling you somebody's looking for your work. When your phone rings, it is a living, breathing person listening to your ringtone and waiting for you to pick up on the other side so they can discuss business. So for Google Guaranteed, their actual conversion rate for leads is 92% minimum because these are qualified leads. You're not just charged because a text message came in. You're not just charged because you had a conversation. There's actual parameters for qualifying Google Guaranteed leads, and that's if you made a quote, appointment, or estimate over the phone to that living, breathing human being to go get that work done. Anything outside of that is not a qualified lead, so you're not charged. And they set a minimum budget instead of pulling out of your bank account for charge and lead or, you know, pulling out of an invoice or a check or anything like that. They set a minimum budget in your Google profile, and that's where your leads come from, right? A qualified lead, if you take a call, right? You made a quote, you made an estimate, but this person is 200 miles outside of your service area. It's not a qualified lead. You don't have to worry about it. That's how Google Guaranteed works, right? Even so far as how they verify your information, right? They want to make sure that the trust they're putting in your business stacks up to the expectations of the high intent clientele that they bring over to you, right? So they do back all of your clients with $2,000 of insurance against your work, right? credibility, trust, and confidence. It does give you that green Google Verified checkmark, which lets you know that Google has thoroughly vetted you and now trusts you to handle their highest intent clientele. And then, of course, it brings you those leads, right? So that's the difference between directories and an actual Google partner. Like, we have our own department down there. Our local Splash headquarters, we're over in Fountain Valley, California. We're a 7.5-hour drive from Google headquarters, right? We're 15 minutes from Anaheim, if you want to think of it that way. But yeah, we've been in the game for 20 years here. We've held our partnership with Google for 20 years. Very strict guidelines in terms of keeping a partnership, right? 70% optimization score minimum, which shows our ability to help not only excel with your guys' accounts, but keep that that legitimacy and that return coming in for you guys. Our ad spend is $10,000 minimum every 90 days. Identifying new growth opportunities, constantly keeping those going on an ongoing basis, right? And then, of course, over 50% of our agents that do handle the accounts, including myself, are Google certified, Google Ads certified, right? I do hold my certification here. But this is why we're the leading SEO company in the market right now, and this is why Google has now entrusted us to provide the small and medium businesses here with their most valuable assets, being, of course, Google Guaranteed and their local first-page placement. Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, to me, this all sounds good. I might just need a little bit of a pushback before I try it, just so I can get some money together. I was out for a week with COVID, so I kind of just lost a lot of income that way.
But, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Still going around. Apparently, it's still going around, so.
You're a little better now, though, right? You got your smell back. You got your taste back. We're all good there.
Never lost that.
Okay. Good. Excellent. Okay. I mean, is in terms of, you know, everything getting, obviously you do love the service, but is like the financial aspect the only thing kind of hindering you at the moment? If we get a little flexible with it, is that something that can help you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, the less that I can pay for a service like this obviously helps. I've noticed too, because I've been using Angie for about 3 months at this point, they kind of just throw you a lot of garbage just to kind of hit your budget. I've noticed,
yeah.
You know, I get a lot of customers that, you know, hi, this is Tyler, you know, I see that you have an electrical service, what would you like? And you're never going to text back, you're never going to call back. You know, sometimes they don't even speak English, and you're like, well, how am I supposed to make my money back from the service that I'm paying you for, you know?
Exactly. Same issue they had with the FTC when they were home advisor.
Right. You know, I like the idea of the Google priority. That helps, you know, have actual people physically call you so you can have the conversation right in the spot instead of having to for a call back. I'm locked in with Angie for a year. I have like another 8 months or so. That's the only thing that's kind of got me a little bit skeptical because I'm kind of, if I cancel it, I have to owe about 3 months up front, which I don't have. I would
of
like
course.
To do it concurrent with it, ideally. I would like to do, you know, both at the same time while I can. But then that leads into, you know, $900 a month on lease, which is probably worth it. But again, being out for a week really screwed me with having a savings.
Yeah, and I was actually about to mention that as well. We do have quite a few clients who, you know, also have Angie contracts. They're very good at roping people into contracts. But there's some of our clients that utilized just their first page placement. Once they got that ROI, of course, it took them a couple of months, right? We do have to get the listing going. The organic calls do have to come in. Then you see the ROI coming in. And they just bought out their contract. A lot of the people that we do have on the Google Guaranteed side of things, they wanted to augment their Angie's listing with Google Guaranteed and eventually just stopped using Angie altogether because Google Guaranteed, I mean, these are high-intent clientele, right? These are the people that don't go beyond the local map section, so they've never even touched Angie or Yelp or Thumbtack, right? I'm one of those people myself. I'm not rich, but I've had quite a bit of work done on my house, and the people that I go to all come off of Google Guaranteed or the local map section, depending on the size and scope of the work I need done. But yeah, that's exactly the motion here.
Yeah, I know. I have a buddy who owns the electrical business in New Hampshire, and he said the same thing. He got off Angie's, and he gets a lot of calls from Google. So it was his recommendation to, you know, make the business listed on Google. So I have seen the work for myself. I don't know if it's specific to your company, but I'm interested in it. I might have to, like I said, I don't know if maybe you guys can call me back next week. I do have quite a bit of jobs I'm going to be wrapping up next week, so it'll increase my cash flow. I don't know if the last person wrote it in the notes, but this isn't a full-time thing for me. This is something I do after my full-time job.
After? So, yeah.
You know, so I don't have a need to get, like, you know, 14 new constructions right now or anything crazy like that, but the increase in calls would help.
Absolutely. And it does give you that freedom, too, right? To cherry pick when and how you take on jobs without having to, you know, you just threw out $150 for somebody you're probably not even going to talk to. So that'll definitely help you in that aspect as well, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested. I would say maybe I don't know if you guys are able to call me back maybe like mid next week, and then I can probably set it up at that point, because I don't have the money, you know, right this second, but.
Okay. I mean, so even if
you'll call back.
If I were to curve, right, I can definitely set the call back for Monday. I'll do that for you in just a moment.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Or Wednesday. Sorry about that. You said midweek.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah.
If we could curve the cost, right? So what I'm thinking here is, I'll eat the cost of the setup fee for you, right? So that brings your cost down. You're in the door to $299 and your month to month to just $299, right? Is that something that helps you just out a little more? I mean, I know $100 doesn't sound like a lot, but is that something that helps?
You know,
kind of killing that setup fee a little?
It definitely helps. It helps. You know, I got my own reasons for starting my own business and all that, but I also do have a girl and kids and stuff at home, so anything to save money helps.
Okay, excellent. So here's what I want to do here, okay? I'm going to go a little extra mile than just that $100, okay? I will get you in the door at $249. Okay? I will take that $99 setup fee and that extra $50 off of that month to month for you. I'm eating that cost. Okay? Is this something that'll help you in terms of getting started a little sooner? Or is that still a little too much in terms of budget?
I could probably do. So I'm in a question too. Let's say I do Google for and I get absolutely no phone calls. Is there any kind of compensation for that? Because I know you said guarantee. I know guarantee usually comes with like a worst case scenario package.
Yeah. So Google guaranteed, if you were taking on like your qualified leads off of Google guaranteed, then, I mean, if you're getting no leads off of Google Guarantee, that right there is a problem. But in terms of your local listing, it is not very often we have somebody call and say they got not a single call off of their local listing. Most of the people that do call us about that never check their analytics to show that you are, in fact, getting calls from your local listing. But if there's a situation where, you know, let's say so through some fault of ours, you're not getting any calls, right? Maybe there's a weakness in your listing that we somehow, by the grace of the universe, missed. Then, yes, we go into talking about things like compensation and what we can do in terms of, like, prorations and things like that.
Okay. To me that sounds good. I'm willing to do it today. I think at that point I probably need to cancel Thumbtack, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Is there a cancellation fee, or is there like an agreement for how long, like a minimum or anything like that, or is it month to month?
So it's all month to month. Even if you were to leave Local Splash for any reason, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months down the line, there's no cancellation fees. There's no, we don't like to nickel and dime people. There's no contract, right? Full freedom here. Even right down to if we built you a website, for example, If you were to leave Local Splash, we allow you to take the domain with you, right? If you wanted us to maintain that domain, it's $49 a month. If you wanted to take full control of that domain, make the content, do all of that good stuff, you can take it from us for a one-time payment of $99. But we do allow you that full freedom, right? But there's no, yeah, there's no cancellation fees or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So give me one moment here. I just want to get some business information in order just to make sure we're projecting everything correctly for you here. Give me one moment. All right. All right. Now, in terms of the business name here, do you put LLC at the end of Tyler Dagwon Hubert Electrical Service?
No, I can't. I'm not a master electrician. I can't do that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No problem. No problem. Okay. Now, for the preferred contact number, the one I have here, 774-301-1949, this is where you want your clientele contacting through as well? Or do you have, like, a preferred number, an office number? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying, too, when they call, it'll show up as, like, Google Lead or whatever the case is?
Correct, for Google Guaranteed, correct.
Yeah, that helps filter out things, so you get a lot of those, too.
All right, and then the address here that I have, 214 Purchase Street, Unit 3, is that a home address?
Yeah, that's where I live right now. I'm working on getting a P.O. box. Does that need to be displayed, per se?
No, sir. That's why I was asking if it's a home front, because we hide homes. We don't want customers showing up at your door and all of that. That's why we ask if it's a storefront or a home front. If it's a storefront, of course, we list that on your Google profile. If it's a home, we don't put that out there.
Yeah, no, that's a home. I know Angie makes you put an address, so right now it's my home address, which I'm working on. Thumbtack lets you hide it by just putting where you're based out of, city-wise.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. So when you, like, you'll actually see Google profiles that you'll see, like, they have full-fledged reviews, all their information is there, but you don't see an address. It's the same thing. They have a home address, so we have to hide that on Google.
Yeah. Definitely want
to hide that. All right. And that's Fall River 02720, correct?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Disconnect. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yep, okay, better.
All right, excellent, excellent. And then that's Fall River, and then the zip code is 02720 as your base?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we have first name Tyler, last name Dagwon, I imagine, if I pronounced that correctly?
Dagwon Hubert, both.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, perfect. And then what's a good email address for you? This is where you're welcome to Local Splash and initial invoice are sent.
T. Hubert Electric at Gmail.
All right, perfect. The next thing we want to do here is create your security question. Naturally, with increased visibility, third-party vendors not related to Local Splash are bound to be calling in. So we do have this in place so you can verify our call. We do have you save our phone number in your contacts as well as Local Splash. But mainly this is for if you lose your password to your dashboard, right? Security question, you're able to reset. You have three to choose from here. You can use first pet name, city you were born in, or mother's maiden name.
You can do the first pet.
Good old first pet. All right. And then how do you spell that name?
Yeah. Leo, L-E-O.
Oh, nice. Was it a cat?
Yeah, it's a cat. I have him now still.
I love it. Love it. I do have my little pupper dog, but cats are my favorite creature.
No, cats are number one.
Love them. Absolutely love them. They can be a little bit jerkish sometimes, but hey.
Oh, yeah. They got their moments.
Conference. Perfect. And then let me go ahead and get rid of that setup for you.
Is there like a website or anything like that I can log into or an app?
Yeah, so that's your local Splash dashboard. In fact, you'll be receiving your username and your password the very second we process everything for you. And then I'll go over that with you as well. Yes, sir. All right, perfect. And then for the billing information, the address, city, state, zip code, those are all the same as well?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I have to type it in all manually. 214, purchase, street, unit 3, Fall River, Mass, 02720. Okay.
Zero, yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, excellent. And is it MasterCard, Visa?
That's a good question. My wallet over there. Oh, wait, I think I put it in here.
Ooh, excuse me.
MasterCard.
MasterCard? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm ready for the number when you are.
5305.
Okay.
2800.
Mm-hmm.
0210.
Okay.
7414.
All right. To make sure I have that correct for you here, that's 5305-2800-0210-7414.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And the expiration?
6/29.
June of 2029. And the CV?
590.
All right. Let me go ahead and update that here for you. And before I process that, I do want to go through our voice verification. It's another layer of protection for you since I do have you on a discounted rate. And, of course, outlines our service agreement here. If I'm going too fast or maybe a couple of pieces you don't understand, please stop me. I want to make sure it's all clear for you, okay?
Yep, no problem.
All right, excellent. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tyler Dagwan Huber Electrical Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Dagwan Huber Owner.
Excellent. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from our 877 number. I'll give that to you in a moment.
Yes, I do.
All right, excellent. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Just let me know when you're ready for that. I'll go ahead and give that to you.
That's one thing. The Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, phone number?
So that's 877-635-6225.
6225.
Yes, sir. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash. That's what we went over with our security question there and saving our number there. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement that only has to do with SEO? Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yep.
And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about that right now, and any other items recommended for DBP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation in the time frame may just result in delays or suspension until we get the documents. Do you agree to submit these within the first 7 days?
What were the documents again?
So, like, business license, proof of insurance, like the basic things.
I got proof of insurance. I don't know if I need a business license just to advertise myself.
Yeah, no. So that's like your DBA, your article of business, you know, just what shows that you're a business is what we will be needing.
Yeah, okay, I have something perfect. For a DBA, so.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, so that is the 12th of September, and the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 12th of each month in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number as well. To speak with a live representative, to prevent charges on your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, excellent. Stand by for me here really quickly. Let me process this here for you. And then the next thing I do want to do is go ahead and set your client interview. Do you have about 45 minutes sometime in the day before 7 p.m.?
No, there's no way today because I'm working all day today.
Okay. All right. So I have completely Monday open. Is there a good time on Monday?
Maybe you're in the same time that you call me today. Maybe 11 o'clock.
A little bit, Eastern Standard. So it's, Yeah, so I do have 7 open. Okay. So I have 10 to 7 open, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
11 o'clock should be fine then.
11 o'clock? Okay, perfect. Okay, 11 Monday, stand by here really quickly. You're going to receive your calendar invite from me. 774-301-1949. Okay. All right, sending that over for you now to make sure the time looks good for you there. And then did you receive the Welcome to Local Splash that has your password and username?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Okay.
And then do you see the initial invoice?
I got the initial invoice. I got to see if I got the other one.
Okay.
I got the invite. I don't think I got the account information yet.
Okay. So let me go ahead and see if that's still in processing here for you. Okay, yeah. So the only one that was sent out was Local Splash initial invoice. So let me go ahead and get the other one sent out for you here. Welcome to Local Splash. All right. Now, in the initial invoice, it'll have your terms and conditions. Feel free to go ahead and open those up. Make sure everything looks good for you there. Make sure the name, address, and all of that looks good for you. And you'll see 3 check marks there. Go ahead and check those. Sign and date. If you're doing it on your phone, you'll have to turn it sideways to hit the submit button. But just go ahead and turn sideways, click submit, and it'll take you to your dashboard immediately. Now, you won't see anything in your dashboard yet. We haven't started anything yet. But this is where all of your analytics and all of your things for your keywords and your business will be placed in terms of your campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then let me make sure we got everything over for you here. Excuse me. All right. Let me refresh that for you here. All right. The welcome to local splash did get sent out. Make sure you receive that. Make sure it's got your username and a temporary password in there for you.
Okay, I got that.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. So the, I'm going to send over the action needed. You won't have to worry about this necessarily at this point, but this will just show you a brief outline of the documents, right? Proof of license, things like that.
Okay, I'll check that out. Doing the agreement stuff.
All right, there we go. So I did send out the action needed. And so you should have all of those. You don't have to necessarily worry about the action needed until you get to your client interview. They'll go over exactly what they're going to need. So, you know, there's no hang-ups, there's no extra documents, no time wasted there. And then for now, you are all squared away here. Did you have any questions for me while I do still have you here?
No, I should be good for now.
All right. Excellent, Tyler. Let me be the first to welcome you into the local Splash family here. I'm excited to see how we get that first page placement and really begin seeing those returns come in for you. And then, of course, it's just going to be continuous touching base, okay? I may not be your main point of contact, but I do like to keep up with my clients. All right?
Oh, I appreciate that. Yep, thank you.
Absolutely, Tyler. We'll go ahead and talk soon on Monday. You have a great weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.